gonna change this too. I'm gonna change this.
No, Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, guys. I so enjoyed that conversation with Cliff and Susan. And I recently made my very first trip to Pop's Lounge. Back when I stayed at O'Blonde with Wayne Smith's invitation, I said, I got to go by and see Cliff and Susan. And I didn't realize what a rockin' club scene Pop's Lounge is. I thought it was going to be, you know, the dueling piano kind of look, sort of small club thing. It is not. It was back. Dance floor was full all night long.
Yeah, you know, Roger is at the venue Mainline Sports Bar. Which
I'm there
is
once a month at Pops.
Yeah, about doing comedy. Mm-hmm. And Mainline was the place for the trivia location of the year.
Yeah,
for,
it was. Sure.
And then I'm sure Pops Lounge, you're right. And I tell you, Bill and Doris Lawrence, you know them, Linda. They are the resident dancers.
They're living the dream.
There. And Cliff and Susan are great people. Have you been? Have you? What have you been up to? You enjoying retirement life?
Let me tell you, when that alarm goes off, Mark's alarm goes off about 6:30 to 7, and I say, turn it off. And I just roll over and have that little smile on my face. So I definitely, the main thing I wanted to do was start getting better rest. And so I'm definitely doing that. But I'm working on social media quite a bit, and maybe got a couple other things I can talk about in the weeks ahead. But something new I may be doing.
Talk to us about the weather. I know it's, I think it looks a little overcast today, Roger. I don't know if you're getting
It was sprinkling when I left here yesterday. What was up with that, Melinda?
I know hurricane season is here. What do we need to do with weather wise?
Yeah, first of all, we've got the heat and humidity back. We had a couple pretty comfortable days out there earlier this week, but it's getting hot and humid again. And we do have lots of rain chances ahead over the next 5, 6, 7 days. Now, it's off and on. I don't think it's an all-day rain any day, but we are getting those chances of showers. Today, it's going to get up to about 90 degrees. So we've got a 30% chance of showers and storms today. I think that's going to focus North Arkansas as a front comes in. I know you guys said you're driving over to Hot Springs today, so it would just be a brief shower. But actually, the better rain chances come in tomorrow. I think we've got a pretty decent chance in the morning, Friday morning, of some rain later on in the day, too, and then again on Monday. So it is a little bit wetter than normal pattern for us, at least for this time of year.
Yeah, Roger, you know, this time of the year is when they announced. Have they put out the hurricane names yet, the first 6 or 10?
Oh, yeah. We've got the list, and we've actually just had our eighth storm. It didn't last very long, but we just had Tropical Storm Arthur that moved into Texas. It's already inland now, but it is going to spread a lot of rain, mostly south and east of us, Texas, Louisiana, through Mississippi. But yeah, we've got the names. You know, the name list comes back every 6 years. So we know what the names are going to be 6, 7, 10 years from now.
I didn't know it was every 6 years. I thought it was every year. I had no idea.
So what, what are the, you got author, what else you got besides that? Any interesting names?
Yeah, so we just had Arthur. So Bertha is next.
Bertha.
And then we always, yeah, Bertha would be next, so hopefully she'll be a big one, because you just think Bertha, you know. But then next for the C's, we would have, I think we pronounce it Cristobal, kind of looks like Cristobal.
Right.
But his name would be Cristobal. And then we have Dolly, which will be fun.
Okay.
And then I'm really excited to get to the I, because you know what? I've been doing this over 6 years with you guys, because I remember us talking about this name, and like every week we practiced it. It looks like Isaiah, but it's pronounced Esau.
Wait a minute. It's pronounced Esau's. Esau, what now?
The way you actually spell it, it is I-S-A-I-A-S. So it looks like Isaiah's.
Okay.
But technically, the Hurricane Center says it's Esau.
You've got to be. What? Who in the world came up with that? That's, we had Bertha. The two names goes Bertha, and you got Esau, or whatever it is. Can you repeat it, Roger?
No, I don't know anything. I didn't even hear
Christian, I think you may have to capture that sound from Melinda, and let's play it a few times for us to be able to go back.
You said it's Bertha. I mean, listen, I've heard a lot of weird names, and there are a lot of strange names that you go, I didn't know that. That was a biblical name.
But not, Esau. Isn't there a song back in the 70s, Roger, about Bertha Butt? Am I making that up?
There's about a big butt.
There's a big butt.
Bertha Butt Boogie. Bertha Butt Boogie.
Is it Bertha Butt? I was thinking there might be a Bertha Butt Boogie.
No.
Who are you rooting for in the College World Series? I presume the SEC team in Oklahoma?
We've been watching it quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to go SEC. I'm not, particularly fond of either team, but talk about two hot teams as far as that right now. Both teams have been very hot. I think both teams went undefeated through Omaha. So, that's great. So glad to see it. I was just reading where we had two brothers play for the first time.
With
Branch Brothers from Texas. Did you guys talk about that?
No, we haven't. Colby
Branch from Texas played shortstop for Georgia. His brother Kyle played second base for Oklahoma. And I was kind of surprised. That's the first time the two brothers have ever played against each other in Omaha. It's happened, in the major leagues and everything. Colby actually hit a home run at his final college at bat and got to run past his brother on second base with his home run.
How crazy to be on opposite teams in the College World Series and look across to your brother.
Yeah.
But, certainly some proud parents there.
For sure.
Somebody
tell me about their jersey. Did you see what the parents are wearing? It's a jersey with buttons, and half of it is
I love
Linda.
That. Yeah, Roger, did you find Bertha Butt?
I'd never heard of this song before.
And you have.
No, and let me tell you something. For us to have this in our system.
I'm with you. Are you kidding me?
But not some of the other stuff. I can't find.
I can't believe this is in there.
I couldn't find Long and Winding Road by the Beatles, but I could find this. Bum, 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 bum. Why haven't we played this before?
It's almost James. I can't believe I remembered it.
Never heard of it.
How about that? Let's see if it gets to the hook. Bertha Butt.
By the Jimmy Castor Bunch.
Bertha Butt Boogie.
That could be. You know what? I don't even think I've ever smoked dope today.
I can't believe I'm stunned that I remember that, Melinda.
I'm stunned. And then Melinda with her potty mouth to say the B
Boogie.
Word.
Yeah. I can't believe I remember Bertha. There was a song, Bertha Butt. How about that?
I can't either.
But
We'll have to check. I think it was a pretty big hit.
I think it was too.
I remember having that
for
on
us
the
to have it. It's must have been, I don't know why we even.
Yeah,
had
it's.
It.
I think it was too. I think it was late 70s, right? Late 70s, Melinda. I think it was.
I think so. That sounds about right.
Are you watching the World Cup?
I'm trying. I'm watching this guy on Instagram who's a big soccer fan, lives over in Nashville, and he's been putting out, no question is too stupid about soccer. Ask me any question you want, and we'll explain it, because he's trying to recruit fans. So I've been watching him, learning some of the rules, kind of learning the groups of four countries and how all that works. So I watch it, and I mean, these stadiums are packed, and there's so much hype and excitement, and they do the national anthems, and you're like, this is going to be great. And then they start playing, and it's just like a bunch of guys running around for an hour and a half, and I'm like, where? Nothing's happening. So I'm giving it my best. I'm trying. Of course, I'll watch the USA play.
Saw some video last night of that they were having trouble in Dallas at some of the bars. It's just the crowds from Europe, man, especially those English fans, they get rowdy. They're singing, they're, standing up. I mean, it's, NFL fans are passionate, but they're not like these soccer fans. I mean, no, not even close.
Not even close.
I don't think so.
How many years did we hear about them burning down their own stadium at times?
Yeah,
while the game's going on.
Roger, this is Paul McCartney, who's 84 today. Melinda, on that, will you please thank your fine sponsor?
Oh, absolutely. Got to thank Sanders Ground. They're watching all of these rain chances that are coming back into the forecast over the next few days to be sure that they time their workout perfectly so that it works the best for your green lawn, and they will absolutely take care of you. Kyle and Kent are the best in the business. Local guys, local family for 25 years. Everybody asks me as I'm out and about, are they really that good? And I say, yes, just give them a try. Get that free estimate. It's absolutely free, and they'll tell you what it'll cost. And they're competitive with the big chains, but they'll do a better job, I promise you. Yeah. So 315-9395 or SandersGround.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Melinda. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Go Hawks.